Logan, it seems like when you're facing the Ravens, things always get a little chippy between the lines. A lot of emotion seems like on the field. How important is it for you guys to not let that get the best of you and just stay focused on the play at hand as opposed to some of the extracurricular between the whistles?
Yeah, you're right. I think we're two emotional teams, so stuff happens out there, and you just always have to be smart about it. Any penalty just hurts your team, so you could take it a little ways. You just got to make sure you never take it too far.
What's it been like for you guys on the offensive line to have Ryan in the middle of things pretty much consistently going wire to wire this year? I imagine that helps, at least in terms of continuity.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's always nice to have your center there the whole season. Last year, I think we had four different centers, so it was a little bit different every week. And this year, he did a good job of staying healthy for us, and he's done a good job preparing, playing, communicating. So he's done a very good job.
It helps you to present take
care. Yeah, that's always a bonus.
We talk a lot about Ray Lewis. We talk a lot about how tough is Haloti Ngata. Did you see him up close and personal pretty much every game you have to play the Ravens?
Yeah, Haloti, he's a very good player. I think everyone knows that, and he does a lot of different things for him. He lines up everywhere, and I think that's one of the things that makes him really good. He's very versatile for someone his size, so he's always a handful for whatever team's playing him, and we'll have to do a good job against him.
Yesterday, a couple of people talked about how Tom Brady, despite all he's accomplished, still loves the game, still worries about his footwork, still focuses on getting better every day. Do you watch him sometimes and say, I can't believe this guy is still working so hard? Has he become a natural leader because of that?
Yeah, I think so. I think at any point in your career where you stop worrying about working on the little things, you're not going to be as good. So I think Tom understands that no matter how good he is, he still needs to prepare like anyone else would that's not at the same level as him. So he's going to work hard to make sure he's ready.
Is having a quarterback that works as hard as he does that inspire the rest of the team and the offensive line to work just as hard?
Well, you know, we are professional athletes. That's our job, so if you're not working as hard as you can, you're cheating yourself already, and I think the coaches are going to notice that, and you're not going to be around here too long.
And Logan, with every game, even against teams you played in the same season, being different, can you just talk about what the benefit is about having played against the people you're going against previously?
Yeah, it helps you out, I guess, to a point where we know their basic system. We know what it's like to go against certain guys. But they're a versatile defense also. They can change it up at any point. They have guys that can give you different looks. They can bring zone pressures, man pressures. They could do whatever they want, really. They have a very versatile defense.
Tom talked about doing things the Patriot way and how he learned from older guys what that's all about. Is there something tangible about the success that this franchise has had and you need to, when you put on that jersey, live up to that?
Yeah, I think so. It all starts with the top, with Bill. He never changes. It's always the same way from him. He coaches the same way. He demands the same thing. So when you have that leader in that role, I think it's easy for everyone else to fall in line.
Logan, the Patriots never lost a championship game at home. What do you attribute that to? How important is home field?
We played better on those days.
It doesn't matter where those games are?
Nope. You see teams all the time losing at home, too, so it just comes down to who plays better that day. You know, we've lost playoff games here at home, too, so it's just whoever plays better that day.
Logan, can you shed some insight on from your perspective, when you guys go to the hurry-up, no-huddle offense, and what the challenge is like for an offensive lineman? Is it tougher with the calls, the conditioning? What's that like to experience from your view?
Well, you know, it is tough sometimes on the conditioning, but we're pretty conditioned for an offensive line, if you would call us conditioned, our position. But, yeah, you know, a lot of times we catch them off guard. They're not lined up. A lot of times that works to our benefit. Sometimes it doesn't, because guys aren't where you expect them to be or where they should be. So you get confused a little. But I think for the most part we've done a pretty good job of getting everyone in the right direction on the right guys. So when you do catch them off guard, it works out pretty good sometimes.
When other players around the league remind you of some ticked you off?
Nah, that was a long time ago.
It doesn't get under your skin at all?
No, but you are.
Logan, you're a guy who's been known to mix it up a little bit on the field and not shy about throwing a shove or two when it's called for. But with us, you're a pretty mild-mannered, easygoing guy. How do you explain the difference between game day Logan and non-game day Logan?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I've always been asked that question. It's just who I am, I guess. That's the only way I know how to play. And I'm going to keep doing it until they tell us we can. I don't really have a good answer for you on that one.
Is there a change that you can kind of sense in your mind, like on game day or right when you're getting dressed or whatever?
No, not really. I just go out there and try to do my best.
How does the communication work?
No, there's, we have words for everything, so a play's run, and then Tom will make a word. He calls out some words, and some of them mean to play, some of them don't, so we just have to know which ones are live and which ones are not.
Final question?
All right, thanks, guys.